Jesus is continuing his journey to Jerusalem. And as we know, on any journey that we're going to pass through various towns, and this particular one is out of Jericho, which is a very rich, wealthy city. So much so that Zacchaeus is not a tax collector. He's a chief tax collector, meaning he has tax collectors under him, kind of like the branch manager with other managers. And if that wouldn't have already tipped us off, we are told flat out, he is wealthy. Notice he doesn't say that he's happy. Most tax collectors, although they may enjoy their lifestyle in one degree, for the most part, it would be very unhappy. Imagine for a moment yourself, if you were a tax collector, or in this case, a chief tax collector, all of your family and friends hate you. We know this because we know that for Zacchaeus, he's looked upon as being a traitor. He's in collaboration with Rome. Rome's happy, provided they get their cut, their money, and anything above and beyond, that's up to him. But something happens on that day. Something happens. And some rather unique elements in this too. One, if you notice, it's rare that the person Jesus encounters, we know their name. You know, it's a leper or the blind man or something. But we know his name is Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus does something that not a chief tax collector would do. First off, we know that he's also short in stature. He can't see where Jesus is going to be walking past. Certainly the crowd's not going to help him because they all hate him. But he is seeking to see Jesus. He is seeking, that's what Scripture said. He is seeking to see Jesus. And so he runs and goes to a sycamore tree and climbs up it. Now, those are two things a tax collector, chief tax collector especially, is not going to do. But something's got a hold of him. He wants to see Jesus. Notice he doesn't have anything to say. He's not shouting out to Jesus. He doesn't have anything that he wants done. Just wants to see Jesus. And he's transformed. He's transformed. Because as Jesus is walking along, he looks up at Zacchaeus. And down quickly. I'm staying at your house. He comes down, and of course the crowd does what usual crowds do. They grumble. They complain. They criticize. They figure out something. Well, obviously they have plenty to say because, you know, come on. It's a chief tax collector. And Jesus is going to go to his house. Zacchaeus is transformed. All Jesus said was, come down quickly. I'm staying at your house. It was Zacchaeus that says, I'm giving half of all my wealth to the poor. He's giving his wealth up. He also says, anyone that I've cheated, I'll give them four times back. Now, something we don't know, but the earlier readers would have known, he was doing above and beyond what would have been required as restitution for somebody that violates with extortion. And Jesus speaks of why the Son of Man has come. And so what does Zacchaeus and Jesus have to do with us tonight? Everything, of course. It's Scripture. It's the gospel message. When was the last time any of us here was motivated to seek Jesus? To seek Jesus without a list of what we want, of what we think we need, but just to be in the presence of Jesus and to allow Jesus to transform us. That's what it's about. Certainly there are times to be asking for things. We see it in other passages where the blind person or the leper. But in this case, this is important, to seek the presence of Jesus. And that's it. And let God transform you. Oh, by the way, Jesus is going to be here tonight. Jesus is always with us during liturgy, obviously, in various forms. But in the Eucharist, the living presence of Jesus is going to be your encounter. How do you respond to that? Are you willing to let Jesus transform you? It's not just a thing to do. It's a matter of entering into the mystery of allowing our God to transform us without any agenda on our part. And I'd like to offer a suggestion to a second encounter. Certainly the best encounter would be at the Eucharist during our liturgy. The second would be obviously adoration. Third would be being in the church with the tabernacle and just spending some time with Jesus without any agenda. But tonight, as we're going home, or tonight, maybe later on when we have a few quiet moments, a matter is setting still, quieting our hearts, saying quietly, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Say that with your mind, and your mind will go quiet. If you try to tell your mind to be still, I don't know about you, but every time I've tried to say, okay, I'm going to quiet my mind down. In just another second, I'll start. And it's just like a battle to just shut the brain down. But if you tell the brain, "I'm listening," things quiet. Have an encounter with Jesus. Allow him to sit next to you with no agenda. Just a couple of moments. And allow our God to transform you. Let God start the conversation by being quiet and listening. I have a few things that I'd like to give me a moment. I want to talk to the audience that's not present with. And I basically just wanted to say a few things. One, first off, for those of you who are permanently find yourselves in such a situation that you're not able to be with us, we want you to know that you're in our thoughts and in our prayers. We ask that you keep us in your prayers to help us as we are to help you. Whatever cross it is that you're carrying, carry it with the dignity of a Christian that you've been called to be. Your prayers are powerful, and we need them. For the second group, that would be those that are temporarily not able to be with us, know that you're missed. And we look forward to your recovery for whatever it is that has temporarily kept you from being with us in our various churches, that we look forward to you coming back. And a third group, because of the pandemic and so forth, have found it to be something of a way to be able to attend Mass, but not really. You know, when we were heavily into the pandemic, it was odd for all of us. I remember being up here and there was nobody out here. And you know, we tried to adapt the best we could. Now, I also understand that there'd be probably a few of you that like to probably fast forward through my homily, which, you know, I can certainly identify and understand that. That's fine. But in reality, we miss you. We ask that you reconsider and come back. Be with us. It's not about the collection plate. It's about the presence. For those that truly can be with us, we ask that you consider and come back. And we have a job to do in inviting all those too. And as I just said, and I'm certainly not wanting to be a hypocrite, especially on camera, we need to pray for our brothers and sisters that can't be with us anymore so that they know that they're still a part of this community. As they need to know that they are a vital part too, that they can pray for us because their prayers are very much a powerful tool. Let's also encourage all those that we know that should be here with us to please come back. Encourage them. Don't beat them up about it, but let them know that their presence is really desired, that they be here. Just like Zacchaeus being on the tree, a matter of coming down, a matter for each and every one of us to encounter Jesus in person with his presence. God bless you.